但是我们要一起来看神的话语。
God has a message for us today.
神今天给我们一个信息。
If our hearts are open and our ears, if our hearts are receptive and our ears are open, God will speak to us.
当我们的心和耳朵对神是敞开的时候，他就会对我们说话。
So this morning I want us to think about and consider identity and calling.
那今天早上我们想分享的就是我们的身份和呼召。
Let me sort of give meaning to the word, these two words.
让我来解释一下这两个词的意思。
Let me also tell you I lied last week.
我告诉大家我上个星期撒了一个谎。
I said I was going to end short today.
我说我很快就能讲完。
I'm not going to end short.
但我今天不会很快讲完。
I'm going to end short another time.
或者下一次吧。
But I'm giving Jocelyn half of my time, so I'm really ending short, but she gets half of it.
对对对，因为我翻译占了一半的时间。
Okay. Thank you. Identity is an easy one.Who I am.
这个身份就是简单的理解，就是我是谁。
We can identify ourselves in many ways, many aspects, right?
我们可以有很多个方面来定义我们自己。
I could say I'm white.
我可以说我是白人。
I'm black.
我是黑人。
I'm European.
我是欧洲人。
Which could be white or black.
有可能是黑也是白。
I'm American.
我可能是美国人。
I'm not going to talk politics.
不讲政治相关的。
We can identify our, I'm a daughter.
我是一个女儿。
I am a parent.
我是一个父母。
So when we talk about identity, it's very multifaceted, right?
当我们说到身份这个时候呢，是它有很多个面的。
So identity and then calling.
身份和呼召。
Calling sounds like a really big word. Yeah.
呼召听起来是一个很大的词。
What is your calling?
你神对你的呼召是什么？
Paul might have said, "My calling is to preach the gospel to the Gentiles."
那保罗可能说，我的呼召是对外邦人传道。
And calling can include very big things.
呼召可能是会包括很大的事情。
But calling can also include.Smaller things as well.
但呼召可能也是一些很小的事情。
Not lifelong things, but daily or even hourly.
不一定是人生那么长的大事，但是可能是每一天、每一个小时的事情。
I couldn't think of a better word than calling, so that's the word I'm using.
我没想到一个比呼召更好的词，所以我现在用这个词。
It's what God has for us.
是神对我们所预计的。
It's what God wants of us in our lives.
是神想要我们能够奉献给他的。
It's what God wants to do through you.
是想神想要通过我们来做的事情。
It is the good works that He planned long ago in advance for you to do.
是他在很久以前就预先为你预备好行的善事。
In His power.
是在他的能力里面。
Because you are His child.
因为你是他的子民。
So as we're going to see.You cannot, in God, we, I don't want to say you so much, it's, I include myself, we cannot separate our identity and calling in God.
所以呢，在神的里面，我们自己是没有办法把身份和呼召这两个词给分开的。
We know what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们知道彼得在彼得前书第二章里面讲到。
Some of you are saying, huh?
有些人可能说，哈。
But some of you are saying, yes.
有些人说是的。
For we are a chosen generation.
我们是被拣选的族类。
A holy nation.
君尊的祭司。
A special people, a royal priesthood.
君贵的祭司。
We are all of those things. It is true as God's children.
是我们在神的里面是他的子民就有这些身份。
But this morning as you sit here, in all of your identity,
但是大家今天坐在这里，身上有很多的身份。
You also have a very unique calling that is different from the calling of other Christians. Yeah.
所以我们每一个人在神里面都有神对你特殊的呼召，是和其他基督徒不一样的。
Because you're made in a very special way, in the way that God designed you to be.
因为神创造你这个特别的样式，就是有一个特别的目的。
How do we? This is the intro. We're going to look at two people you know very well.
啊，我们刚刚简单介绍完了，我们现在要来看两个大家熟知的圣经人物。
So our calling and identity, they go hand in hand. We've talked about this before.
啊，我们的身份和呼召是一起进行的。
What are some of the ways that we understand our identity and our calling?
那我们是怎么样来认识自己的身份和呼召的呢？
If we spend little time with God and in His Word,
如果我们跟神相处的时间很少，读经的时间很少，
we will have little understanding of our identity or our calling in God.
我们在对于我们自己在神里面的身份和呼召的认识就会很少。
We will believe things about ourselves that are not true.
我们可能会相信一些对于我们自己来说是谎言的话。
Because we will be shaped by the things that we're hearing around us and by the world around us, right?
我们就可能会被我们听到的和这个世界中的话语所塑造。
But to the measure and to the degree that you and I areSpending time with the Lord in His presence, in worship, in fellowship with other Christians.
但是呢，当我们越多的在神的话语里面去花时间和神亲近，和其他的基督徒一起团契的时候，
our sense of and our understanding of who we are grows and it becomes more clear. Yeah.
然后我们对于自己是谁、自己位分的认知就更清楚了。
Don't spend time with people that are talking nonsense all the time.
嗯，不要和一些整天讲无所谓的话语的人待在一起。
Spend time with people who are talking about God and who are speaking to the God part of your life.
啊，要跟那些会花时间跟神相处，并且他也对你说神的话语的人一起来花时间相处。
Godly people around you will.Speak of and will understand and will see God's identity and God's calling in your life.
属神的人，他在你的生命里会看到你在神里面是怎样的身份，神对你有怎样的呼召。
And you'll have more understanding and you'll be built up.
然后你自己也会加深更多的理解，也会被建造。
So we're going to look at two men this morning, very well known in the Bible.
我们今天看的这两个人呢，是非常有名的两个人。
We're going to look at Moses and Gideon.
我们要看摩西和基甸。
We spoke about Gideon a few months ago.
我们几个月前讲到有关基甸的故事。
What a guy.
这个人很特别。
That's the way to say it. Two very contrasting pictures of people that God used.
是两个非常有对比性的人物。
And yet he calls them, his calling, it's in very similar ways.
神呼召他们的方式很相似。
So stop with me and think about it just a minute. Let's get the big picture and then we're going to dive in.
我们花时间想一想，先想一个整体的画面。
Very different.
非常，他们两个人故事不一样。
Though Moses was a Hebrew, he actually was really born into privilege, luxury, and great wealth and opportunity.
虽然摩西他是出生于一个希伯来人，但是呢，他在皇宫里面长大是非常有钱，受良好教育的。
Gideon, on the other hand, was by his own view and by those around him, Gideon was at the bottom of the ladder. Gideon was a victim.
基甸呢，在他自己眼中和他同族的人、周围的人眼中，他是一个很小的、微不足道的人，他是一个受害者。
Nevertheless.
但是不管怎么样，
both of them are called to bring God's message of hope to people.
他们两个人都是被神呼召出来，要给他们神的子民宣告盼望的。
People who are oppressed and in bondage
是给那些被困的、被捆绑的人来宣告。
Both are called to lead others in deliverance from a power that's greater than themselves into the freedom that God has for them.
他们两个人都是被呼召出来要拯救那些人脱离捆绑，这个捆绑是超出他自己能力所挣脱的，而进入到神给他们预备的自由里面。
I want to say to you this morning,
我想要跟大家说
that in God's eyes,
在神的眼中，
this is a room full of Moses's and Gideon's.
我们这个教会也充满了很多的摩西和基甸。
Are you God's child?
你是神的子民吗？
Has God called you?
神有对你呼召吗？
Has God set you free, or is he in the process of setting you free?
神已经给你得自由了吗？还是他在给你自由的这个过程中？
Has he given you hope when you didn't have hope?
他在你绝望的时候给你过希望吗？
Was there bitterness in your life and he released you and healed you of that bitterness?
在你的生活中的那些苦毒，神有没有帮你释放解脱？
Were you at one time walking in darkness and now you are walking in light?
以前你走在黑暗当中，但是你现在走在光明中吗？
What do you think God wants you to do?
你觉得神希望你来做些什么呢？
Are there people around you who are at present in those same circumstances that at one time you were?
你身边有没有一些人经历的正是你以前所经历的那些难处？
We can say yes to that, can't we?
我们是不是都可以回答是的？
So don't say, well, that's Moses and Gideon, I'm just me.
所以不要说，那他们是摩西和基甸，我只是我。
Big examples in the Bible. Examples are usually big and bold in the Bible.
圣经中的故事很常常看起来都是很大的画面。
Don't discount yourself when you look at the examples.
但是不要觉得你自己和这些例子没法比。
The example is big so that you and I can see it clearly.
这个例子是很明显很巨大的，是所以我们可以看得清楚。
Moses and Gideon is for you and for me.
摩西和基甸对我们也是每一个人都可以应用的例子。
Amen.
Amen.
Online, talking to you too.
对线上的人也是一样。
Let's start with Moses.
好，我们先来看摩西。
Now we're going to compress, so if you need to grab your Bibles, we're going to be in Exodus 2, 3, 4.
我们今天要来浓缩的看出埃及记二三四章。
We already know the end of this story, right?
我们已经知道这个故事结局是怎样。
Does Moses lead the people out of Egypt? Yes or no?
摩西有没有带他的神的子民出埃及？
In God's power, are they brought from slavery into freedom?
他们是从奴隶被释放出来得自由的。
Yes.But we're not going to talk about that this morning.
那我们今天早上说的不是这个故事。
I want us to talk about Moses.
我们是来看摩西他自己的故事。
I want you to think about Moses when he was born.
我们想一想摩西出生的场景。
So he was not born into privilege.
他并不是出生在皇宫之中。
He was a Hebrew.
他是一个希伯来人。
The child of slaves.
他是奴隶的孩子。
And because he was a boy,
因为他是一个男孩。
He had a death sentence upon him.
所以他一出生就被判了死刑。
Pharaoh's death sentence was, if it's a boy, kill it.
法老给的死刑就是，如果一出生的是男孩，就要把他们都杀掉。
God has other plans.
但是神有另一个计划。
God always has other plans.
神永远都有另一个计划。
If you feel there is a sentence of death or despair upon your life, that's the lie of the enemy.God has better plans for you.
如果你觉得自己的身上有一个死刑，有一个绝望的刑期，这个其实不是神的计划，神对你一定有另外一个计划。
The Bible doesn't tell us a lot about his home, but I believe it was a home of faith in God.
圣经并没有很多的介绍摩西的家庭，但是我们相信他的家里面是充满着对神的信靠的。
Because he's born and the mother protects him and saves him.
因为他出生之后，他的妈妈保护了他，拯救了他。
And then when she can no longer do that herself, she makes a basket with reeds and tar and she puts him in the Nile River.
当他妈妈觉得他快藏不住了的时候，就给他编了一个篮子，然后把他放在河里面。
I do not believe that that was a step of hopelessness. I believe that was a step of faith.
我不相信这是一个绝望的行为，我更愿意相信这是一个充满信心的行为。
Because he is put into the Nile,
因为他被放在尼罗河中。
And his sister stands off to the side watching.
然后摩西的姐姐就站在河边观看。
Her name was Miriam.
她的名字是米利安。
And the Pharaoh's daughter, we know this, goes down, sees the basket, says, "Go get the basket," brings it.Sees and hears a crying baby and realizes it's a Hebrew baby.
然后呢，法老的女儿这个公主就在河边看到这个篮子，就叫人把篮子给带回来，然后听到里面有婴儿的哭声。
So we know this, right?
我们很熟悉这个故事。
Miriam,
米利安
Very brave as a young girl, very brave.
她作为一个年轻的姐姐是非常勇敢的。
And full of faith.
充满信心。
Says, do you want me to find a Hebrew to nurse this baby?
她就跟这个法老的女儿说，你想不想让我去找一个希伯来女人来帮你喂这个孩子？
Yes.
要。
And so Moses, for the early formative years of his life, is raised by a woman and father, but in a family of faith and hope in God.
所以在摩西性格塑造成型的最早几年，都是被有信心的人在家里面来照顾他的。
And then he goes into the household of Pharaoh to be raised until he's 40 years of age.
然后呢，他被带到了法老的家里面，一直长到了40岁。
Why am I spending so much time talking about this?
为什么我花这么多时间讲他的早期经历呢？
What is his identity?
摩西他的身份是什么？
He spends a short time, but it might have been several years with his mother, very small.
他和他妈妈花的时间很短，可能就只有几年的时间。
Parents do not underestimate the importance of your time and your influence withyour children.
所以父母不要低估了你和你孩子一起相处的时间还有这些经历。
Moses reaches 40 years of age.
摩西到了40岁。
The height of ability and power, raised in Pharaoh's courts.
然后在法老的皇宫当中很有权力。
Okay. Here's our first scripture. Exodus 2:11-12. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where, what does it say?His own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people.
出埃及记二章十一到十二节，过了些日子，摩西长大了。有一次，他出去到他的同胞那里去，看见他们的重担，又看见一个埃及人打他的一个同胞希伯来人。
Here's his identity. Yeah.
这就是他的身份。
I'm a Hebrew.
他是一个希伯来人。
I am not Egyptian.
不是一个埃及人。
I do not worship the many gods of Egypt nor the god of the Nile.
他不敬拜那些埃及人敬拜的神，也不是尼罗河的神。
There is one God.
只有一个神。
That was his identity.
这就是他的身份认知。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Glancing this way and that way, seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
摩西左右观望，见没有人，就把那埃及人击杀了，埋葬在沙土里。
Now, what do we say about that?
那我们看这怎么说呢？
Moses thought to himself,
摩西自己想着，
That went well.
这个这看起来没事儿。
Are you sure that's what he thought?
你觉得摩西真的这样想的吗？
I'm pretty sure that's what he thought.
我觉得他就是这样想的。
I believe already stirring in Moses was an understanding and a sense of his calling because what he wanted to do in a single instance was to save his people.
所以在摩西的心中他已经激起对他自己身份认知的这样一个想法就是他第一反应就是要去救他的同胞希伯来人。
Wrong way, wrong time.
是错误的方式，错误的时间。
Next day, he goes out and he sees two Hebrews fighting and arguing.
第二天他又出去，又看见两个希伯来人彼此争斗。
Well, the first day went so well. Let me do the second day.
第一天进行的还不错，他第二天又去了。
And he steps in as judge and leader again.
然后他又去当审判官了。
Now look carefully. What does the man say?
那这里这个人说什么呢？
Who made you ruler and judge over us?You're going to kill me too, like you killed the Egyptian?
他说谁立了你做我们的领袖和审判官呢？难道你想杀我，好像杀那个埃及人一样吗？
So we see something here, right? In the life of Moses.
所以我们在摩西的人生中看到这样一件事。
God can call us to things, but if we, and sometimes these things are stirring in our hearts, but if we're not really in step with God, we can do things the wrong way and at the wrong time, right?
所以神给我们有一些呼召，我们心中也有一些激动感动的话，但是如果不在神的里面，可能就是错误的方式和错误的时间。
And we can really make a mess of things.
我们可能就会把事情弄糟。
Because Moses steps in to do this in his own ability.
因为摩西介入这件事情，他是要靠着自己的能力去处理。
In his own thinking.
在他用他自己的思维方式。
Depending on himself.
是完全依靠他自己的能力。
Well, we know that he runs away, right? Because Pharaoh's now going to kill him.
我们知道他逃跑了，因为法老现在要杀他了。
He runs across the Sinai Desert.
他就跑到西乃旷野对面去。
It's about 800 kilometers.
是800千米外。
Yeah, yeah.To a place called Midian, and there he lives for the next 40 years.
然后他逃跑到了米甸这个地方，又活了40年。
He meets someone.
他遇到了一个人。
He marries.
他结婚了。
He has a child.
生了个孩子。
He becomes a shepherd.
他成为了一个牧羊人。
He's working for his father-in-law.
然后他就给他的老丈人牧羊。
What is his identity now?
他现在的身份是什么呢?
His wife's name is Zipporah. Here's his wife and his son.
他的老婆叫做西波拉。
Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, "I have become an alien in a foreign land."
西波拉生了一个儿子，摩西给他起名叫格顺，因为他说我在异地做了客旅。
Moses is out of step with God.
摩西这个时候没有走在神的计划当中。
He's out of step with God's timing.
他也没有走在神的定时当中。
He is far from God.
他现在离神很远。
But God's hand is still on him.
但是神的手还在他的身上。
Moses doesn't realize it.
摩西并没有意识到。
But now God has him in a different school, the school of God in the desert.
但是现在呢，神送他到另外一所学校，就是在旷野当中，让他更加认识神的学校。
And he's going to learn how to take care of sheep.
然后他现在要学习怎么牧羊了。
You should be seeing all sorts of things here right now.
然后你现在可能看到各种各样的画面想法。
You and I can get really messed up walking with God.
我们在跟神同行的时候呢，可能会有一些很糟糕的处境。
You can feel like I have blown it.
你可能觉得我完全搞砸了。
And you have.
有可能真的是这样。
Not gonna lie.
并不要撒谎。
We've all blown it before.
我们常常以前都有弄砸了的时候。
That does not mean that God does not still have His eyes upon you, nor His hand upon you.
但并不代表神的眼睛和神的手就离开了我们。
And in God's timing, God will get your attention, and God will speak to you, and God will redirect you and get you back on His pathway and in His timing and in your.Calling.
所以在神的定时当中，他会用他的手把你赶回引回到他为你预定的那个计划当中，在他的定时里面，在他的能力当中。
It is the lie of the enemy that you say, "Well, it's too late now. I've blown it."
如果你觉得太晚了，我已经完全弄砸了的这句话，其实是魔鬼的谎言。
Burning bush.
神在那个燃烧的树丛当中。
God starts speaking to him.
神就对摩西说话了。
And now, what do we see?
我们现在看到什么呢?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Her translation is 滴滴道道的. That means very, very exact. So God, oh, brothers and sisters, you know what? This may have to be a two-part because it's...God has so much to say to us here. We may not get to Gideon today. But Gideon,
我们今天可能讲不到基甸了，因为这个信息真的太好，要完完全全分享给大家。
In fact, I'm sure of it.
我比较确定讲不到第二个。
So you can just go ahead and relax. You're not going to get Gideon this morning.
好，所以放松啦，今天听不到基甸的故事了。
God is, you should have so much hope right now.
但是我们现在应该充满了希望。
God has not given up on Moses.
神并没有放弃摩西。
And he restores and he begins to redeem Moses.
他要重新开始拯救和赎回摩西的生命。
And what does he say?
他对摩西说什么呢?
He starts talking with him and he says, I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, I am the God of Jacob.
他说我是亚伯拉罕，是雅各，是以撒的神。
And what he means is,I am your God.
他想要说的就是我就是你的神。
And then he reiterates, he identifies, he reveals his calling in the life of Moses.
然后他就开始给摩西认识到他的身份，跟他说明对他的呼召是什么。
So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
所以现在你来，我要派你到法老那里去，使你可以把我的人民以色列人从埃及领出来。
The problem is,
但问题是
Moses has lost his sense of identity and who he is in God.
但是摩西已经失去了他自己在神里面的这个身份的认知。
In the same way that you and I do at times, right?
同样的，我们在我们生活当中，有的时候也会有这样的经历。
We kind of get lost sometimes, don't we?
我们有的时候会觉得很迷失。
All of us do.
所有人都是一样。
But Moses said to God, "Who am I?"
那摩西对神说，我是谁？
That I should go to Pharaoh, bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
我竟能到法老那里去，把以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
Look at God's answer.
然后看看神怎么回答的。
He doesn't go into all the details. There's this, 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 this. No.
神并没有给他很多的细节举例说这个这个这个这个。
He says, "I am God."
而他说的是我是神。
I want us to see something here this morning.
我希望大家可以看到。
You and I can get really messed up.
有的时候我们自己一团糟。
We can get very, we can lack confidence in God.
我们可能对神失去了自己的信心。
We can feel our inability and our weakness so greatly.
我们感觉到自己非常不足，非常有限。
And a lot of times, God does not deal with all those things in our lives.
很多时候，神并没有直接去处理我们遇到的这些问题。
God wants you to get your eyes off of yourself and your weakness and your inability and get them on God.
神需要我们把我们的眼光从我们自己的不足和有限移开，挪到神的身上去。
Yes or no?
是不是？
So many of us are sitting here this morning and we are saying or feeling, I can't because.
我们很多人坐在这里对自己说，我不能因为。
Who am I?
我是谁呢？
I've got my own problems.
我自己生活中有很多问题。
Now we're going to talk about Gideon next week because you know what? Gideon really did have more problems than Moses did.
我们下周讲到的基甸确实就是这样，他有更多的问题他自己。
Gideon really gives us hope for ourselves.
看了基甸的故事，我们就更有希望了。
Nevertheless, Moses has plenty of problems too.
那不管怎么样，摩西也有很多的问题。
God's answer to his hesitation is, "My presence is with you."
那神对他的推脱犹豫的这个回应是，我必与你同在。
God's answer to your hesitation is not, "Now don't worry, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this."
当我们在犹豫的时候，神给我们的回应不是，不要怕，我会帮你做这个做这个，处理好其他。
God's answer to most of the things in our lives is, "I am with you."
神给我们的回应大部分情况下是我与你同在。
The answers are not the things he helps us with and the things he puts into us so that we can do what he's called us to do.
并不是神会给我们直接给我们提供一些解决方案，让我们去完成他要我们做的事情。
The answer is God with you.
最重要的就是神与我们同在。
His presence with you.
他的同在在你生活当中。
You think you're going to make something happen?
你觉得你可以靠自己让一些事情发生吗？
God's the one who makes something happen.
是神让这些事情发生。
God's the one who sets people free.
是神让人得释放。
God's the one who speaks hope in a hopeless situation.
是神在绝望当中对人传讲希望。
And he chooses to use you and he chooses to use me as weak, helpless, and messed up as we are.
但是神即便我们自己是很有限、很无助的，但是神也拣选我们。
That's the story of Moses.
这就是摩西的故事。
That's the story of Gideon.
这是基甸的故事。
I will be with you.
我会与你同在。
Okay, let me give you a New Testament verse. Let's bring this in.
在新约当中有一句经文。
God is calling you to do things.
神呼召你做一些事。
God wants to work through you.
神要透过你做一些工作。
You have an area of influence, every one of you.
每一个人在你的生命当中都有影响力。
In your family.
在你的家庭当中。
In your work.
在你的工作当中。
In your classroom.
在你的教室当中。
With your friends.
在你的朋友当中。
How are you going to do the work of God?
你怎么样来做神的工作呢？
Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章。
In the verses right before this, Jesus has been healing people and working miracles and casting out demons. He's been doing the work that God has called him and sent him to do.
那这一 节经文之前讲到了耶稣医病赶鬼，然后行很多神要呼召他来做的事情。
Now, this passage.
这一节。
Jesus went up on the mountainside, he called to him those he wanted, and they came to him.
耶稣上了山，呼召自己所要的人，他们就来了。
Do you hear Jesus' voice this morning?
你今天早上听到耶稣的声音吗？
He wants you.
他也想要你。
He's calling you.
他也在呼召你。
Will you come to him?
你愿意跟着他吗？
Next verse.
下一节。
He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach.And have authority to drive out demons.
他选了十二个人，要使他们称他们为使徒，要他们跟自己常在一起，好差遣他们去传道，又有权柄赶鬼。
What is the first thing that Jesus does with them?
他给他们做的第一件事是什么呢？
They are 12 rough guys that have bad tempers, James and John, that are proud, Peter.
他这十二个人呢都有自己的坏毛病。
Not very educated.
他们都没受过好的教育。
How in the world are they going to be his disciples?
那他们到底怎么才能成为耶稣的使徒呢？
They're going to be his disciples because Jesus calls them first to be with him.
他们能成为耶稣的使徒是因为神呼召他们来和耶稣同在。
Jesus calls us first to be with him.
耶稣呼召我们是要跟他在一起相处。
His presence with us.
是他的同在与我们在一起。
And in his presence.
在他的同在中。
We learn who we are.
我们才知道我们是谁。
Who we are in God.
我们在神里面是怎样的。
How he has made us.
他是怎么样塑造我们的。
His presence with us.
他的同在在我们里面。
And as we learn who we are and we spend time with Jesus.
当我们认识到我们是谁，我们与耶稣花时间相处的时候
，He sends us out to do His work.
他就差遣我们出去。
The work He's called you to do
是他呼召我们要做的事情。
To be a beacon of hope
是要来传讲盼望的。
To show love to unlovely people
是对那些不可爱的人去爱他们。
To forgive people that haven't said I'm sorry
去原谅那些并没有道歉的人。
To give mercy and grace to people who deserve neither mercy nor grace, because you and I have received mercy and grace.
去给那些本不配得怜悯和恩典的人，向他们传讲怜悯和恩典，因为我们也是一样得到了自己不配的恩典。
Presence,
所以神的同在。
Identity,
身份。
Calling,
呼召。
Do you see all three here?
看到三个大方向吗？
Respond, please. Yes, got it.
请给回应。
Got it. Okay.Same thing is happening with Moses, right?
同样的，对摩西是这个。
Moses, let's go back to Moses now.
我们再来看摩西。
Because we know, you know, our own ability will never produce what God wants.
所以可以看到，我们靠着自己的能力是没有办法结出神所要看的果子的。
So Moses says, God, I've never been eloquent. I've not before and not now.You got the wrong person.
所以摩西他对耶和华说：“主啊，我是不会说话的人，以前不是，以后也不是。”
By the way, that's a lie.
顺便说一句，这句话也是谎言。
Acts 7:22.
使徒行传七章二十二节。
Moses was raised in the courts of Pharaoh and was powerful in word and speech.
摩西是在法老的殿中长大的，他是个很会说话、言语很厉害的人。
What does God say?
那神说什么呢？
God says, I'm God. That's what God says. I'm God.
神说我是神。
And then he says, go and I'll help you speak and I'll teach you what to say.
他说你去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你当说的。
For we are God's workmanship.
所以我们原是神所做的。
Created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
在耶稣基督里创造的，为的是要行各样的善事。
Now, if you read Exodus 3 and 4,
如果大家去读《使徒行传》第三章、第四章
，We're going to stop soon before Gideon.
我们在讲基甸的故事之前停下来。
We come to the heart of the matter.
我们来总结这个 重点。
If you read Exodus 3 and 4, you know what you're going to see?
如果读《使徒行传》第三、四章的时候，会看到什么呢？
Four times Moses hesitates. Four times Exodus 3 and 4.
出埃及记，看出埃及记第三章、第四章的时候，会看到四次摩西迟疑了。
Four times.
四次。
I can't, I'm slow, I'm this, I'm that. He's uncertain, he's really hesitating.
他是非常的迟疑，因为他自己口才不好，又害怕这也不行，那也不行。
Now, how many of you have ever resisted God calling you and pushing you to do something?
有多少人在神呼召你或者想要推你去做一些事情的时候感觉到迟疑？
Everybody wave their hands.
所有人都是这样。
Thank you, thank you. God is not mad at you.
但神不会对你生气。
God was not mad at Moses.
神也没有对摩西生气。
He didn't scold him.
他并没有责备他。
He said, I'll be with you.
他只是说我会与你同在。
I'll help you.
我会帮助你。
I am God.
我是神。
Who's the one that gave a person their mouth? I'm with you. I'm God.
是谁赐神，是赐人口才呢？是我，我是神，我与你同在。
And now we come to the heart of the matter.
然后我们来看这个的重点。
But Moses said, O Lord, please send someone else to do it.
但是摩西说，主啊，请你差派你愿意差派的人，找别人吧。
叮叮叮叮叮叮叮。
叮叮叮叮叮叮叮。
What is the real heart of the matter?
那这个问题的重点到底在哪里呢？
I don't want to do it.
是我不想做。
I don't want to get somebody else. I don't want to do it.
我不想做，你找别人吧。
It's not so much, oh, I'm scared, I'm not whatever. I don't want to do it.
并不是我害怕我不行，而是我不想做。
That is when God gets angry.
就是这个时候神才对摩西发怒。
And he says, okay, well, how about Aaron?
他说不是有你的哥哥亚伦吗？
You know, we think, oh, God gave in to Moses and said, how about Aaron?
所以我们可能以为，哦，神是退了一步跟摩西说，你有你哥哥亚伦。
You know what?
但你知道吗？
Aaron wasn't such a great blessing to Moses, was he?
但亚伦对摩西来说并不是一个很大的祝福。
Who's the one that made the golden calf?
是谁建了金牛犊？
Aaron.
是亚伦建的。
Who's the one that rebelled against Moses?
是谁反叛了摩西？
Aaron.
是亚伦。
And in the end, who's the one who was always speaking for God?
那最后是谁为神的话语来传讲呢？
Moses was.
是摩西自己讲的。
God's not angry with you.
神对你并不会生气。
But if God has called you, examine your heart.
但如果神呼召了你，求你啊，请你检查自己的心。
Where God is leading you, move.
当神要带你去的方向，你就朝那个方向行动。
Where God is calling you to step out, step out.
当神要你站出来做事的时候，你就勇敢站出来。
You're waiting to get your life all fixed up.
你可能会想要等自己生活每一方面都改得很好。
If God is only going to use perfect people that have it all together, He ain't got anybody.
如果神要使用完美的人的话，他就一个人也找不到了。
God is the part that makes the difference.
神才是这个过程中能够带出改变的人。
God with you makes the difference.
神与你同在就会带来改变。
He will not do it without you.
他如果不跟你同时来做的话，他就不会去做这件事。
You cannot do it without him.
你自己去，没有神是完成不了这件事的。
Now I would like to end on a more inspiring note this morning.
那我是想要来给大家一个很大的启示的。
But the really inspiring part is in Gideon.
但是有很多启示的故事是在基甸这里。
But I'm going to stop here today.
但是我今天要停下来。
But I've given you the word of the Lord this morning.
但是我已经给大家分享了神的话语和信息。
Stop looking at your inability.
不要看自己的不足和有限。
Stop saying I can't because.
不要说我不行，因为。
Spend time with God so you know who you are in Him.
花时间跟神相处，知道你在神里面的位分是怎样。
This is next week with Gideon, but I feel I should say it this week.
在下一周基甸的故事当中会讲到，但是我现在也要提一提。
This is for some of you very specifically this
morning. 这是对于有一些人很特别的信息。
Some of you look at yourselves and you feel, I am a victim, I cannot.
我们当中有一些人可能会觉得我不行，因为我是一个受害者。
God looks at you.
但神看着你。
He does not see a victim.
他不觉得你是一个受害者。
God uses victims in the world's eyes, broken people, weak people.
但神也会使用这个世界所看来的软弱的受害者。
To do his work.
也使用他们做他的工作。
And in obeying God and responding to his call to help other people,
当我们顺服下来回应神帮助其他人的这个呼召的时候，
you will be healed.
你就会得医治。
You will be strengthened.
你就会得力量。
You will be delivered.
你就会得拯救。
You will be set free.
你就会得释放。
Don't wait till you've got it all together.
不要等到你得到这些之后才做。
Your freedom and your deliverance may lie in obedience to God as you lead other people out and he leads you out also.
当你自己顺服神去完成他的呼召的时候，你就能够得到这些自由和释放。
God is the one who does this work in us and through us.
是神他在我们的生命当中来做这件事，并且通过我们来做这件事。
He uses Moses, a murderer and an alien.
他用摩西作为一个杀人犯，作为一个异邦人。
He uses Gideon, a fearful farmer.Afraid under the heel of the Midianites.
他用基甸这个一个在米甸人之下很渺小、很恐惧的一个人。
And in setting other people free, he himself is set free.
当他们带人得释放、得拯救的时候，他们自己也得释放、得拯救了。
That's where we are, brothers and sisters.
这就是我们所看到的。
That's for everyone here this morning.
这是对每一个人的信息。
That's for me this morning.
也是对我自己的信息。
That's for you this morning.
也是对你的信息。
Get your eyes off yourself and your brokenness and the things that have happened to you.
不要看自己的破碎和以前所有的经历。
Get your eyes on God.
把你的目光定在神身上。
Spend time with him.
花时间和他相处。
Let him show you who you are in him.
让他帮助你看到你在神里面是谁。
And then step out as he leads you.
然后在他的带领下勇敢站出来。
Let's stand.
我们现在起立。
Hallelujah. Stephen, be ready to lead us. I think I know a name. Yeah? You're going to have to do it without Ying. That's okay.I want to pray for you then. If you need to leave, leave. I think I did pretty good to give half my time for Chinese.
对，如果大家有要先走的可以离开，但是现在我要为大家祷告。
I'm going to pray for you and then we're going to respond in worship. Yeah?
我要为你们祷告，然后我们用赞美来回应。
Okay. Okay, Moses, you ready? Moses?
摩西们，大家准备好了吗？
Ready?God, we see the burning bush.
主啊，我们看到了这个燃烧的树丛。
And you have our attention. That's why you gave us the burning bush.
你现在有了我们的注意力。
You have our attention this morning.
你让我们定睛在你身上。
And we are hearing what you're saying to us.
我们听见你要给我们的信息。
We want to respond.
我们想要给你回应。
God, we don't really want to be like Moses and take five times resisting you because we don't want to.
主啊，我们不想像摩西一样五次来推却你的呼召。
You are with your people.
你与你的子民同在。
We hear you.
我们听见你的声音。
We set our eyes on you.
我们把目光定睛在你身上。
We step out into your calling and the good works and everything that you have for our life.
我们对于你的呼召，我们要勇敢站出来。
And we say yes to you this morning.
我们要对你说好行。
We say yes to you this morning.
我们今天来说是的主啊。
We say yes to you this morning.
我们要来说好。
Would you say yes to Jesus this morning? Just say yes.
你会愿意对耶稣说好吗？
Yes. Yes. Thank you, God.
感谢你。
Every time I call your name. Comes out.